们继续来查考撒迦利亚书。
Let us continue to study the book of Zechariah.
请我们来看撒迦利亚书第八章。
Let us turn to Zechariah chapter 8.
撒迦利亚书的第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
撒迦利亚书跟前面的哈该书其实是在讲同一件事情。
The book of Zechariah and the book before it, Haggai, are talking about the same things.
就是重建倒塌的圣殿。
They are talking about rebuilding the fallen temple.
那哈该书这个哈该是一个先知。
And the book of Haggai, Haggai is a prophet.
那撒迦利亚也是一个先知。
And Zechariah is also a prophet.
所以神的话借着先知要传达给以色列百姓。
And so God's word was being preached to the people through the prophets.
因为以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦七十年。
Because the people have been exiled into Babylon for 70 years.
时候满足，神感动大力乌王，允许他们回来建殿。
And at that time, when the time had come, God moved King Darius so that they could return to rebuild the temple.
但是建到一半太多阻挡，所以他们就停工了。
But as they were rebuilding, when they built it halfway, there were too many obstacles, and so they stopped the progress.
不是时候还没有到。
It was not that the time had yet to come.
是他们没有那个信心来克服这个阻挡。
It is that they did not have the faith to overcome these obstacles.
所以遇到阻挡就他们就自己就回家盖天花板的房子开始享受。
And so when they ran into difficulties, they just returned home and started building their own homes and enjoying themselves.
那神不高兴说圣殿荒凉，你们自己只顾自己的房子。
And then God was unhappy because the temple lay desolate while they were enjoying their own homes.
所以神没有祝福，他们生活得相当的辛苦。
And so God did not bless them and their lives were difficult.
因此后来神就勉励当时的两位重要工人。
And so after this, God raised up two of his two important workers.
就是我们昨天晚上查考的。
It is the two that we discussed yesterday, the high priest Joshua,
还有今天早上我们查考省长所罗巴伯
and Zerubbabel, the person we discussed this morning.
那在第八章里面
So in chapter 8,
首先我们要先把耶路撒冷还有这个圣城耶路撒冷跟这个圣殿要先把它定位到底今天这指着什么
First thing we must do is determine what the holy city Jerusalem and what the holy temple represent today.
那这样我们才能够了解我们在查考撒迦利亚书对我们有什么益处。
Only in this way can we truly understand any meaning that studying the book of Zechariah has.
那在圣经里面圣城耶路撒冷跟圣殿是连在一起的。
In the Bible, Jerusalem and the holy temple are linked together.
在启示录里面讲圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
In the book of Revelations, it talks about how the New Jerusalem came down.
那在圣殿，我们这个看历史有两次。第一次是所罗门建的。
And if we look at the temple, there are two. The first is when Solomon built the temple.
后来倒塌了。
And then that one was torn down.
那以后他们再重建圣殿。
And they rebuilt the holy temple.
那个圣殿后来就是指着主耶稣的身体教会。
Then the temple becomes the body of Christ, the church.
所以使徒教会是第一个殿，是荣耀的。
So the apostolic church was the first temple. It was glorious.
充满神的能力，神的同在。
Filled with the power of God and with God's abidance.
但是那个殿到了第二世纪就被拆毁了。
But that temple was destroyed in the second century.
所以使徒教会就变质了。
And so the apostolic church changed.
就变成罗马天主教。
And then it eventually morphed into the Roman Catholic Church.
那在末世主耶稣再来之前，要重建神的殿。
So in the end times, before Jesus comes again, he will rebuild the temple.
这个殿就是真教会。
This temple is the true church.
所以撒迦利亚书里面重建那个圣殿，那个圣殿的定位就是今天的真教会。
And so Zechariah, when it talks about rebuilding the temple, the temple is referring to the true church today.
那如果这样定位下来，我们看第八章对我们就非常的有意义。
And so if we define it in this way, then chapter 8 has a lot of meaning for us.
我们看撒迦利亚书第八章。
Let us look at Zechariah chapter 8.
第一节到第八节，神应许再回到锡安。
From verse 1 to verse 8,God promises that they will return to Zion.
我们看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
万军的神如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。第三节。
Verse 3.
神说，我要回到 现在要回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷。耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军神的山必称为圣山。
Verse 2, thus says the Lord of hosts, I am zealous for Zion with great zeal, with great fervor I am zealous for her. Verse 3, thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
所以重建神的殿，这是神的旨意。
So rebuilding the holy temple of God, this is God's will.
因此虽然被掳70年时候到了，神就感动大力无王。
And so when the 70 years were up, God allowed King Darius to allow them to return. So rebuilding the temple was following God's plan step by step.
So today, 教会的发展，其实啊，从圣经看起来，这是神的计划。
And so today, the progress of the church, we can see that it is according to God's plan.
这个整个教会的发展不是人计划出来的。
The expansion of the church is not through the planning of man.
神有他的计划。
God has his plan.
那我们人就是配合神的计划这样去推行。
We as men only go and fulfill his plan.
所以最基本这个是神的事情。
And so, most simply, this is God's thing.
是神在主导的。
It is God who is in charge.
我们在配合。
We only help.
那虽然耶路撒冷被毁坏，但是神的心没有离开耶路撒冷。
Even though the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, God's heart did not depart from Jerusalem.
所以第二节说，我为锡安心里极其火热。
And so in verse 2 it says that God is zealous for Zion with great zeal.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我要回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中间。
He will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
所以神要回来，这个世界在重建真教会。
God will return and we will reestablish the true church.
因为借着教会使神跟人能够重新建立亲密的关系。
Because through the church we can reestablish an intimate relationship with God.
所以借着圣殿使神跟人之间可以相会。
And so the temple is so that man can meet with God.
所以在第一节到第八节，神应许要回到锡安。
And so in verse 1 to verse 8, God promises that he will return to Zion.
所以要重建教会，谁最热心？
And so to rebuild the temple, who was the most zealous?
是神最热心。
It is God that is the most zealous.
所以神说我的心里火热。
So that is why God says that I am zealous for Zion.
因此这个神的，如果他的心呢在感动我们。
And then if God is moving our hearts.
神的灵在感动我们。
If God's spirit is moving us.
我们就会跟神的心一样，心里火热。
Then we will be like God's spirit, full of fervor.
为神的殿心里火热。
We will be filled with zeal for God's temple.
所以你看主耶稣啊，十二岁的时候。
So you look at Jesus when he was 12 years old.
我岂不应该以父的事为念吗？
Am I not to be taking care of my father's things?
他出来传道的就是洁净圣殿。
He came out to preach and then he cleansed the temple.
为神的殿啊，心里火热。
He was filled with fire for the temple of God.
那今天这个圣灵住在我们里面。
Today the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
这个就是主耶稣的灵。
This is the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个圣灵在我们也感动我们，就跟主耶稣有相同的心。
And when this Holy Spirit is moving in our hearts, it is so that we can have the same heart as Jesus Christ.
为教会心里火热。
To be filled with fervor for the church.
所以一个教会啊，如果大家对信徒啊，一个教会信徒，如果大家对教会啊漠不关心呢，这个是因为没有被圣灵充满。
And so if members are not do not care about the church, it is because they are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果大家被圣灵充满，神的心在里面，你会对神的事情好像火在烧一样。
If everyone was filled with the Holy Spirit towards the church, they would feel as if fire was burning in their hearts.
所以我们要复兴教会，第一个就是要复兴神的灵在我们里面感动我们。
And so to revive the church, the first thing we must do is to revive the Spirit of God within us.
那当神的灵在里面焚烧我们，我们心里火热，那要推动圣工就不困难了。
And so when the Spirit of God burns within us, then mobilizing the holy work will not be difficult.
那如果没有圣灵在我们里面焚烧，
But if we do not have the Holy Spirit burning within us,
要推圣工是很难的。
It is very difficult to mobilize in holy work.
大家这么忙，
Everyone is so busy.
好多事情。
There are so many things to do.
等事情都做完了，才来想到教会，这个教会怎么发展？
If they only care about their own things first until the things are completed and then they care about God, how can this church grow?
神说我为我的殿啊，我为锡安心里火热。
And so God says that he is filled with zeal for Zion.
今天就是借着圣灵感动我们大家为神的工作心里火热。
Today through the Holy Spirit he moves us to be filled with fire for the church.
第三节。
Verse 3.
所以耶路撒冷也被称为诚实的城。
Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth.
那神要住在耶路撒冷中间。
And God will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem.
然后耶路撒冷要称为圣山。
And it shall be called the holy mountain.
教会最重要的一个特色就是要有神同在。
One of the most important characteristics of the church is that it must have the abidance of God.
所以这里说神说我要住在耶路撒冷。
So here God says that he will dwell in Jerusalem.
所以教会的建筑物好不好这不是最重要。
And so whether or not the structure of the church is good, this is not the important aspect.
教会里面有没有社会上的名流很出名的人这个不是很重要。
Does the church have famous people in it? It is not important.
那教会里面是不是财力很丰富这个也不是最重要。
Is the church very financially able? This is not important.
最重要要有神在其中。
The most important thing is that God is in the midst.
这个是我们的焦点。
This is our point.
怎么让神住在我们教会里面。
How do we allow God to dwell in our midst?
真的与我们同在让人来到可以体验到神在这里。
To truly be among us that when people come, they can feel that God is here.
那这里提到有两个条件。
Here it raises two conditions.
第一个，耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城。
First, Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth.
然后再看英文 truth 这个诚实就实实在在，也就是真理。
So this is, it says that it shall be called the city of truth.
也就是要让这个教会有神的同在，这个教会要有真理。
Which is to say that for a church to have the abidance of God, it must have the complete truth.
让每一个人要活在真理里面。
So that everyone can live in the truth.
那为什么要活在真理里面？
Why must we live in the truth?
因为真理本身就是神。
Because truth is God.
所以为什么我们要不断地去读圣经，要听道理？
So why do we continuously read the Bible and listen to sermons?
使我们自己能够不一直调整，一直调整到真理里面。
It is so that we can continue to adjust ourselves into the truth.
你的观念、想法、生活、价值观一直调到真理里面。
The way you think, your moral values, it is continuously turned into the truth.
那你调到真理里面，神就降下来，就住在我们当中。
And when you have been tuned into the truth, then God will descend upon you.
那这个我们一直在调整，用真理在调整自己，这个叫做归向神。
And when we are using the truth to tune ourselves to God, this is called turning towards God.
所以这个归向神不只是说聚会时间到了，我们大家来教会聚会。
So turning to God does not mean that we only come to church when it is service time.
这只是一种而已。
This is only one way.
归向神是我们整个人，你的心思意念、生活形态、你的价值观调到跟真理一样。
Turning to God means adjusting our entire life, our actions and our morals to be in tune with the truth.
这需要决心。
This requires determination.
这也需要力量。
This requires power.
因为改变不是这么简单。
Because change is not so easy.
但是当我们愿意改变，
But when we are willing to change,
愿意靠神，
When we are willing to rely on God,
我们就能改变。
We will be able to change.
如果我们愿意改变，
If we are willing to change,
不愿意靠神，
But we are unwilling to rely on God,
我们还是不能改变。
We still cannot change.
因为改变不是这么简单。
Because change is not so easy.
所以我们要回归向真理。
So we must turn back to the truth.
因此耶路撒冷要称为诚实的城，也叫做真理的城。
And so Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth.
那这样神就会与耶路撒冷同在。
And then God will be with Jerusalem.
那下面说万军的神的山要称为圣山。
And then it says that it shall be the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
什么叫做圣？
What is holiness?
圣原文就是分别。
Holiness means to be separated.
所以这个教会本身啊，跟社会任何一个团体都有分别。
So the church, it is different from any other society on this earth.
没有一个团体跟教会一样。
There is no other society that is the same as the church.
所以我们在教会里面的聚会，信徒之间的互动啊，还有我们服侍神的心态、动机，都跟外面不一样。
So the services that we have in church, the motivation we have for serving in church, it is different from every other society.
这样叫做圣。
This is called holiness.
那如果没有分别，就是俗。
But if there is no separation, then it is
secular.
It is secular.
就是跟世界一样。
It means it is the same as the earth.
除了挂一个牌子，这个是教会。
Besides the sign that says this is the church.
里面人都跟想法、做法、生活，一切都跟外面一样，那个叫做俗。
Inside the way that everybody lives, it is the same as everybody outside. This is secular.
如果教会俗化，里面就没有神。
If the church has become secular, then there is no God inside.
所以我们可以看到，为什么现在一般教会啊一直在卖会堂。
And so we see, why is it that so many churches are selling their chapels now?
包括这个会堂是跟其他教会买的。
Including this chapel, we purchased it from another church.
那会堂要交给我们之前。
And before they gave us before they handed over the church.
那个牧师要求我们跟他有一个 potluck。
The minister asked us to have a potluck with them.
那个牧师就坐在我前面，我就问他说，这个会堂本来就做什么？
And so this minister was sitting across from me, and I asked him, what was this church originally used for?
他说这个会堂是这个附近地区专门给同性恋聚会的。
And he said that this chapel was the church for the homosexuals around this area.
我再问他。
And I asked him again.
你不一定要回答，你是不是同性恋。
I said, you don't need to answer, but are you homosexual?
他想一想说，他说我是同性恋。
He thought for a second and said, yes, I am.
然后他就开始引用圣经解释同性恋是好的。
And then he started using the Bible to say that homosexuality is normal and good.
那我们知道同性恋是整个社会的潮流。
But we know that homosexuality it is following the trend of the earth.
所以这个教会如果跟社会一样，这个就俗化了。
So if the church it is the same as everything else, then it is secular.
但是现在反对同性恋的教会越来越少。
But now the churches that are going against homosexuality are growing less and less.
越来越多教会赞成，不但赞成，连牧师也是同性恋。
More and more churches are supporting homosexuality, and even their ministers are homosexuals.
所以为什么现在的教会里面没有神同在？
So why is it that churches now do not have the abidance of God?
因为没有分别。
Because there is no separation.
里面没有圣洁。
Inside, there is no holiness.
因此这里说，我的城万军的神要城山要称为圣山。
So it says, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, it shall be the holy mountain.
好，那当神降临在这个耶路撒冷这个圣山上，到底人会有什么感觉？
So when God comes down on this mountain, what kind of feeling will men have?
这是从第八章的第四节一直到第八节。
And this is told in chapter 8, verses 4 through 8.
就是神降临在这个教会里面会有什么分别？
Which is when God comes upon this church, what will happen?
第四节。
Verse 4.
万军的神如此说，将来必有男年老的男女坐在耶路撒冷街上，因为年纪老迈就手拿拐杖。第五节
Verse 5.
城中的街上必有满着男孩女孩玩耍。第六节
Verse 6.
万军的神如此说，到那日，这在余剩的民中眼看为稀奇，在我眼中也看为稀奇。第一点，就是耶路撒冷有很多男女老少，走来走去在里面玩。
The first point is that there will be the old and the young, men and women, walking around in the streets of this New Jerusalem. Because when the people were taken into exile,
战争来到,
the war had come.
整个城充满着惊慌害怕,
the whole city was filled with fear.
所以当然老人你看不到,
and so you cannot see the old people.
因为老人行动不方便, 没有办法存活死光了,
because it is difficult for them to run away, they will all be they will all die.
那小孩子你也看不到。
And the children, you will not see them either.
所以那个地方是一个很害怕的地方。
Because of this, it will be a place filled with fear.
那现在神开始同在。
But now, because God is abiding.
所以老人也有，小孩子也有。
And so the elderly are there, and also the children are there.
所以让你看出来这个两代，非常的和睦。
And this lets you see that the two generations are very in great harmony.
而且很悠闲的大家在一起。
And they are enjoying themselves.
所以神的同在有一个很重要的表现。
And so the abidance of God has a very important manifestation.
就是人跟人之间很和睦。
It is that there is great harmony between men and between men.
这是神同在的一个证据。
This is a proof of the abidance of God.
每一个人都有个性。
Every one of us has our own opinions.
所以我们每一个人都有喜欢这样的人，不喜欢那样的人。
And so we all have people that we like and don't like.
所以都有一种选择性。
So we all have our own choices.
这是人性。
This is human nature.
但是当神与我们同在。
But when God is with us.
基督在我们心里面。
When Christ is in our hearts.
你看人虽然个人个性都不一样。
You look at even though everyone's personality is different.
但是每一个人都有缺点。
But everyone has weaknesses.
但是主耶稣接纳每一个人。
But Jesus Christ accepts every one of us.
这个叫做爱。
This is called love.
所以当神这个爱充满在我们里面。
And so when God's love is filled within us.
所以你发现个性不同，你可以互相接纳。
You find that even though we have personality differences, we can accept.
甚至有缺点，我们也可以接纳。
And even if they have weaknesses, we can accept them.
这个是叫神的爱。
This is called the love of God.
那能够接纳，才能够老人小孩子大家都在一起，非常的融洽。
Only if they are able to accept can can the elderly and the young be together in peace.
所以这个是教会的特色。
This is the special point of the church.
你看社会有很多的社团。
You look at the all the societies in our.In our lives,
有很多社团 club.
There's a lot of clubs in society.
但是社团都是有条件。
But these clubs, they all have conditions.
有的以兴趣分。
Some are derived by interest.
啊，那有的以经济分。
And some are broken up by your finances.
啊，经济好的有一个俱乐部。
Those who have are well-to-do in their finances have their own clubs.
那有的是以职业分。
And some are divided by their career.
你没有那个条件，你根本就进不去。
If you are not part of their society, you cannot enter in.
所以虽然这个社会没有阶级，但是无形中有阶级。
So even though there's no caste system in our society, in our minds there is still levels.
无形中有分别。
There is a subconscious levels.
但是在教会里面。
But in the church,
在神里面我们合一。
In God, we become one.
所以教会如果有分别，这个表示这个教会还没有在神里面。
And so if there's division in the church, then it means that the church is yet to be in God.
如果有一个人我们不能接纳，表示基督的心还没有完全在我里面成长。
If there's one person we cannot accept, this means that the heart of God has not yet entered into all of us.
那如果基督的心在我们里面，我们就可以接纳每一个人。
If the heart of Christ is within us, then we can accept every person.
那你就发现教会非常和睦，好像大家庭。
And then you'll find that the church is very harmonious. It is like one big family.
所以这是神同在的一个证据。
So this is a proof that God abides.
我们再来看。
Let us continue reading.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
撒迦利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
万军的神如此说，我要从东方从西方救回我的民。第八节。
Verse 8.
他们要领出来，使他们住在耶路撒冷城，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，都凭着诚实跟公义。
Verse 7, thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west. Verse 8, I will bring them back, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness.
这里神在讲，他要从东方，从西方救他的民。
Here, God says that he will save his people from the land of the east and the land of the west.
这个就表示神要救的人是世界各个地方。
Which means that the people that God wants to save, they come from all over the world.
那我要领他们来。
And he will lead them, he will bring them back.
他们要在住在耶路撒冷神的教会。
And they shall dwell in Jerusalem in the church of God.
那他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
And they shall be God's people, and I will be their God.
所以教会里面使能够使不同的种族能够合为一，都变成神的子民。
And so the church is able to cause all tribes of people to come together and become one people in God.
我们在伯恩教会有一些不同种族的人。
And so in Baldwin Park, we have people of different races.
这个是一个很好的开始。
This is a very good start.
那如果我们不同的种族能够很融洽的，好像一个大家庭。
And so if all of these races are able to get along very harmoniously, like one big family.
虽然文化不同，语言不同。
Even though the culture and the language is different.
但是我们在神的爱里面能够彼此接纳。
But in God's love, we are able to accept one another.
这就是神国的降临。
This is the coming down of the kingdom of God.
所以这是我们努力的一个方向。
So this is something for us to work towards.
那第八节下面说，都凭着诚实跟公义。
So in the end of verse 8, it says, in truth and righteousness.
所以这样能够发生是凭着神的真理跟神的公义。
And so for this to happen, it is according to God's truth and God's righteousness.
就是要有神的道在我们心中。
Which means that God's word must be in our hearts.
我们才能够达到这个程度。
Then we can achieve this this level.
那神的公义啊，就是我们要在神面前啊，常常调整到神看为对的，那这个事情才会发生。
And God's righteousness means that we must all adjust ourselves so that we can everything we do become is right in the eyes of God.
所以有时候我们要怎么去带领教会哦？你问每个人意见都不一样。
And so sometimes we ask, how do we lead the church? If you ask many people, you will get different answers.
但是我们最后要问的是属灵人。
But the last person we must ask, it is a spiritual person.
就是对神的道理明白很清楚。
It is a person who is very understanding of the word of God.
他能够告诉我们怎么做在神面前才是对的。
He is able to tell us what is right, what to do that is right before the eyes of God.
这个叫做公义。
This is righteousness.
那我们教会走在正确的方向。
And then our church will walk on the right path.
所以教会不一定都讲民主的。民主 democracy.
And so, The church does not necessarily speak of democracy.
为什么?
Why?
因为民主是以人的意见为主。
Because democracy is through the will of man.
那这个人的意见如果跟神的意见一样，那当然是最好。
And so if the will of man is the same as the will of God, then this is good.
但是常常我们人的想法跟神的想法不一样。
But often the thoughts of men are different from the thoughts of God.
所以也因为这个样子，这个教会的属灵带领非常重要。
And so because of this, the spiritual leadership of the church is very important.
我们能够明白神的心意。
We are able to understand the thoughts of God.
然后教导大家明白神的心。
And to teach everyone to understand the heart of God.
然后带领大家走向神的道路。
And to lead everyone on the path of God.
那这个教会就会开始有神的同在。
Then this church will begin to have the abidance of God.
所以一个民主的教会不一定有神同在。
And so a
民主的教会不一定有神同在。
Oh, so in a democratic church may not have the abidance of God.
不是民主不好。
It is not that democracy is bad.
因为如果民主没有一个条件，就是明白神的旨意，这个会往下降，属灵素质会往下降。
But if in democracy there is no understanding of God's will, then this church will decline.
所以这里讲都凭着我的诚实跟公义。
But so here it says that it will be in the righteousness and truth of God.
我们再看第八章。
Let us look at chapter 8.
第八章的九节到23节
verse 9 to verse
23这里就是在鼓励当时的以色列百姓要赶快建殿。
And so here it is encouraging the people at that time to quickly build up the temple.
有时候我们常常要鼓励信徒做圣工。
Oftentimes we need to encourage church members to do holy work.
大家都觉得说我的事情做不完，我怎么来教会做工。
Many people feel that the things that I have to do, I already can't finish them. How can I come and do holy work?
就是把我的工作跟教会的工作好像放在对立的上面。
And so they put the things of, that they have with the things of God on same importance level.
如果我做教会工作，我的工作就没有办法做好。
If I do the things of God first, then I cannot finish the things of my own.
那可能生活就会有问题。
And then perhaps I will have difficulties in my life.
但是等我自己生活都照顾好了，我已经没有时间来做教会工作了。
But by the time I spend time on my own things, I do not have enough time to do things for God.
那这个第九节一直到十三节，这告诉我们一件事情。
And so from verse 9 to verse 13, it is telling us something.
教会的工作跟我们的生活是分不开的。
It tells us the work of the church, it cannot be split from our lives.
如果圣殿兴旺
，If the church is prosperous,
神的恩典临到。
The grace of God comes down.
你就发现你在世界上的工作神祝福。
You will find that the things that you do for this earth, God will bless you.
所以一个人一天做十几个小时，一个礼拜做七天。
And so for a person who works over 10 hours a day for 7 days a week.
那一年都是这样做。
And he works like this for the entire year.
看起来这个人很认真。
It looks like this person is very diligent.
但是做神的子民真的要做到这么可怜吗？
But to be a person of God, is it truly this pitiful?
如果你是神所宝贵的，
If you are precious in the eyes of God,
真的我们需要为生活拼的这个老样子吗？
Do we really need to work this hard for life?
应该不需要。
I do not think so.
为什么？
Why?
我们来看。
Let us read.
撒迦利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
第九节
，Verse 9，
万军神说：“当建造神殿立根基，先知所说的话，现在你要听，应当守礼强壮。”第十节
，Verse 10，
那日以前人得不着顾稼，牲畜也是如此，而且敌人的缘故，出入得不得平安，乃是我使众人互相攻击。这里说，在建殿的根基以前，你们怎么生活
？Here it says that in the days before we laid the foundation, how did you survive？
人得不着顾稼。第十节第一句
it says that there were no wages for men.
你做工作做得很辛苦，报酬不多了。
Whatever you did, you worked very hard, but the repayment was very little.
出入得不到平安。
And you left without, and you had no peace.
不是人没有努力，没有神的恩典。
So it is not that men did not work hard, it is that God did not pour down his grace.
那十一节
Verse 11。
但如今我带这余剩的民，必不像从前，这万军的神说的。
Verse 11, but now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts.
十三节
Verse 13,
十二节
Verse 12,
他们必平安撒种，葡萄树必结果子，地必有出产，天也必降甘露。 我要使这余剩的民享受这一切的福。
Verse 12, for the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these.
你看，这里神说，我要让这些民享受这些福气。
So here it says, I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these.
就是神要祝福给他们。
Which is saying that God will bless them.
以前他们得罪神，就受咒诅。
When they disobeyed God, they were cursed by God.
那现在他们回来建圣殿，神就说我要祝福给你们。
But now they have returned to rebuild the temple, and so God will bless them.
那这个神的祝福啊，就会让他们啊平安撒种，葡萄树要结果子，地有出产，千要见甘露。
And so for them, when the God's blessing, it is that their seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heaven shall give their due.
不是说不需要努力了，你还是需要撒种啊。
It is not saying that you do not need to work hard, you still need to go out to sow the seed.
但是神要祝福让它有出产。
But God will bless it so that it has its fruit.
天也要降甘露。
And the heaven shall give forth due.
这样啊，这个人就是能够享受平安。
And then this person will be able to have peace.
你认真工作，不需要忧虑。
You work hard, but you do not need to worry.
因为有神的恩典。
Because there's God's blessing.
所以这两种生活方式有一个很大的差别。
And so these two lifestyles, there's a very big difference.
还没有建殿以前，他们顾自己天花板的房子，但是事业不顺利，生活很痛苦，没有安全平安。
Before they built the temple, their lives were filled with difficulty, and they worked for nothing.
那现在殿的根基一做完之后，神就应许从今天开始，你努力的一定会有收成。
But now the foundation has been laid, and God has promised them that in everything that they work for, they will have great reward.
那你要平安。
And you shall have peace.
主到底哪一种生活方式比较好？
So which lifestyle is better?
当然，我们能够来服侍神，得神祝福，这样的生活比较好。
Obviously, to be able to serve God and to have His blessings, this is better.
所以我们也需要有一个属灵的智慧。
And so we must also have spiritual wisdom.
你真的需要拼到连神都没有吗？连教会都没有吗？
Do you really need to work to the point that you do not have God and you do not have the church?
从圣经看起来是不需要的。
From the Bible, it seems that we do not.
如果有神的恩典，
If we have the grace of God,
你尽量做，神就看顾你了。
As long as you work your hardest, then God will watch over you.
所以从我们再回来看。
And so let us look back.
14节到17节。
Verse 14 through 17. Verse 14, For thus says the Lord of hosts, Just as I determined to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says the Lord of hosts, and I would not relent. Verse 15, So again in these days I am determined to do good to Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Do not fear. Verse 16, These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace.
所以除了建殿之外，人要怎么生活才能够得到神的恩典？
So apart from rebuilding the temple, how is it that man can live to receive the blessings from God?
从十六节、十七节讲得很清楚。
In verse 16 and 17, it says very clearly.
个人与邻舍说诚实话。
You must speak the truth to his neighbor.
没有虚假。
There's no lies.
没有骗人。
There's no false.
在城门口按治理判断人。
And then in the gates, there will be judgment.
就是按公义。
Which is to have to fairness.
那使人和睦。
And then to have peace.
十七节。
Verse 17.
心里不可谋害邻舍，不可起假誓。
And then do not think evil of your against your neighbor, and do not raise a false oath.
也就是说，我们生活要活在公义里面。
Which means that in our lives we must live in justice.
那这样，神就会喜悦，就会祝福我们。
And then God will be pleased, and He will bless us.
那在十八节以后。
And then after verse 18,
十八节以后啊，再跟这个第七章的四节、五节、六节有关系。
After verse 18, it is tied to chapter 7, verses 4, 5, and 6.
在第七章里面，我们看第七章。
In chapter 7, let us look at chapter 7.
第七章的第三节。
Chapter 7, verse 3.
万军的神殿中的祭司先知说：“我历年以来在五月间哭泣斋戒，现在还这样行吗？”
Verse 3.And to ask the priests who are in the house of the Lord of hosts and the prophets, saying, Should I weep in the fifth month and fast as I have done for so many years?
就是他们回来以后就问了，我们过去被掳七十年，每年五月我们都有斋戒，都有禁食，有祷告，我们还就要这样行吗？
And so this is after they have returned, they were asking, in these past 70 years we've done this, do we need to continue fasting and praying in the fifth month?
那从第四节到第七章四节到六节。
And in chapter 7, verses 4 through 6,
神就告诉他们啊,
God tells them,
这七十年来啊, 你们的禁食只是形式而已。
In these past 70 years, your fasting is only a formality.
所以虽然禁食没有什么果效。
So even though you fasted, there was not much result.
虽然禁食没有什么体验。
Even though you fasted, you did not have much experience.
其实禁食是祷告更进一步的啊一种属灵的追求。
And fasting, it is one step closer than prayer in spiritual pursuit.
所以有时候我们祷告没有发生功效就要禁食。
And so sometimes if in our prayer there is no result, then we must fast and pray.
我们在这个 NYTS 啊, 有这个操练的。
And so during NYTS, we have this training for fasting.
让大家有这个经验。
To give you this experience.
那这个第七章跟第八章的禁食就不一样。
But in chapter 7 and 8, the fasting here is different.
这个第七章的禁食哦, 没有体验。
In chapter 7, there is no experience in this fasting. Why?
因为神主要讲说你们没有改变。
Because God said that they did not change.
所以祷告很好。
And so prayer is good.
禁食也很好。
Fasting is good.
但是如果要让这个禁食祷告发生功效，这样还不够。
But if you want to have the effect of this fasting prayer, it is not enough.
还要加上改变。
You must add in their change.
在神面前审查自己。
Before God, examine yourself.
我们有什么不对？
Is there any wrong that I have committed?
我们跟其他的人有什么纠葛？
Do I have any barrier between me and another person?
那我们自己内心有什么不对的?
And what is wrong in my own heart?
要把这个拿出来。
We need to take these out.
那在神面前承认我们的罪。
And before God, recognize our sins.
求神帮助我们把这个拿掉。
And then ask God to remove these from us.
有这样改变，禁食才有功效。
And then when we have this type of repentance, then fasting has its effect.
所以不是说禁食不好。
So it is not that fasting is not good.
而是说禁食如果没有改变是没有功效的。
But fasting without change, it is fruitless.
但是如果禁食加上改变悔改，这个功效是很大的。
But fasting with change, the effects are great.
因此我们在第八章里面。
And so in chapter 8,
从我们刚读的从16节到17节。
We read from verse 16 to 17.
神就告诉他们，你们在中间应该怎么按真理来生活。
God tells them how they should live according to the truth.
好，那因为这样啊，所以十八节。
And then because of this, verse 18.
万军的神临到我说，十九节。
Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me saying, verse 19.
万军神说，四月五月禁食，七月十月禁食的日子，必变为犹大家欢喜快乐的日子。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the fast of the month of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth shall be joy and gladness and cheerful feasts for the house of Judah. And there shall be therefore love, truth, and peace. And so fasting, it is truly very difficult. And so sometimes it is really very hard to fast. The more abundant our life is, the harder it is to fast.
你如果到非洲禁食一餐，小事情，常常肚子都是空的。
If you go to Africa and you fast a meal, this is easy because often your stomach is empty already.
那么三餐都吃得很好。
But we eat three meals very good every day.
一餐没有吃，两脚发软，眼睛花就开始冒星。
And so when we eat three meals and we don't eat a meal, then our legs grow weak and we cannot see straight.
其实以我们现在的吃喝来讲啊，一餐没有吃不会营养不良啊。
And so by the way we eat these days, if we do not eat a meal, we will not become malnourished.
你只是看我们在 NYT 也是禁食一餐，但是其实吃四餐。
And during NYTS, if you fast a meal, you still end up eating four meals.
除了中餐、晚餐，那下午点心，这个晚上聚完了还有点心。
Besides lunch and dinner, you still have your snack in the afternoon, and you also have dessert at night.
所以这加起来那个营养分根本就没有差。
And so if you add it all up, then you have no, you're not missing any of your nutrients.
所以回家一称，哎，你不是禁食吗？体重反而增加。
And then when you go home and you go weigh yourself, you were thinking, oh, I was fasting, but you have gained weight.
所以如果在这里你想要禁食会让我营养不良，会让我身体受损害，不可能了，不会的。
And so if you are here and you think that because I'm fasting, I will become malnourished, it is impossible.
但是哦，那个早餐不吃，这个真的是有一点辛苦啊。
But to not eat breakfast, it is truly a little difficult.
有时候我听到那个学员肚子咕噜咕噜在响。
And sometimes I hear some people's stomachs just grumbling.
有一次学生会。
And one time during a student's special convocation.
一个小孩子大概是我看到十岁十一岁。
And there was a child who was about 10 or 11 years old.
我祷告到一半呐，在哭啊。
And then halfway through prayer, he started crying.
我以为他被圣灵感动在哭。
And I thought that he was moved by the Holy Spirit, so he was crying.
祷告问他，你为什么哭？
And so afterwards, I asked him, why are you crying?
我肚子太饿了。
He says that I am too hungry.
所以禁食是有点辛苦。
And so it is difficult to fast.
上一次有一个传道在讲。
And last time, there was a preacher who was saying,
他第一次禁食。
The first time he fasted,
参加 NYTS.
It was when he was attending an NYTS.
早上没有吃，祷告完。就在走廊走来走去。
He didn't eat breakfast, and then he was walking around in the halls.
结果有个小孩子在去买那个麦当劳。
And then there was a child who had McDonald's.
The fried chicken.
And
it was. 他在这里吃，哇，很香，他真的是受不了。
And he was eating, and then this person was he smelled it, and it just smelled too good.
所以这个禁食就代表我们的决心了。
So fasting shows our determination.
虽然这个很。口很渴，肚子很饿，但是我就是不吃。
Even though we are thirsty, even though we are hungry, we just do not eat.
这样代表我们的心意。
This shows our determination in our hearts.
所以这个禁食本身啊，如果加上我们的审查自己、悔改，那个力量很大。
And so fasting, if we add in our examination of ourselves and our willingness to change, then it is very powerful.
那我们禁食有这个体验之后，你以后你遇到困难，你就知道啊。这个要禁食。
And then, if we have this experience, then when we run into difficulties, we will realize I need to fast.
但是如果禁食没有悔改，就没有体验。
But if we fast, but we do not repent, we will not have this experience.
那没有体验，下一次人说要禁食，那个都假的了。
And then, if you do not have this experience, when other people say let us fast, you will say that is just fake.
你看我 NYTS 禁食两个礼拜，什么也没有。
You look at me. I fasted for 2 weeks at NYTS, and nothing happened.
没有就是没有。
Just because there's nothing happening.
不是神改变了。
It is not that God changed.
是我们没有改变。
It is that we did not change.
我们那个旧人没有拿出来改变。
Our old person was not taken out to change.
所以你虽然肉体受苦。
And so even though our body is suffering.
没有功效。
There is no result.
因此禁食一定要加上悔改改变就有功效。
Because fasting must have repentance and change to have effect.
那禁食有了体验之后就是欢喜快乐。
So after we have received the experience through fasting, we will have joy and peace.
所以好多次 NYTS 要回去的时候，大家好喜乐。
And so many people, when they return home from NYTS, they are filled with joy.
为什么两个礼拜这么快就过去了？
Why is it that 2 weeks has passed by so quickly?
因为你很享受这里的平安跟喜乐。
Because you have enjoyed the peace and joy here.
我们再来看十九节最后一句。
Let us look at verse 19, the last sentence.
所以你们要喜爱诚实与和平。
And therefore, love truth and peace.
要追求这样，我们禁食祷告才有功效。
We must pursue these so that our fasting prayer can have effect.
二十节到二十三节
，verse 20 to verse 23，
这在告诉我们教会要怎么吸引人。
This tells us how the church will attract people.
我们教会要吸引人啊，首先我们要觉得教会能够吸引我。
For our church to attract people, we must first feel that church attracts me.
如果我们信徒都不会觉得教会吸引我，那你怎么？让教会去吸引慕道者。
If the members do not feel that the church attracts them, then how are you going to expect the truth seekers to be attracted?
如果教会会吸引我，我们就很想来教会。
If the church attracts us, then we will want to come to church very much.
那如果教会能够吸引我，我们带来的慕道者也会被吸引，因为都是人嘛。
If the church is able to attract us, then it will attract the truth seekers that we bring, because we are all men.
那教会要怎么吸引人？
So how does the church attract men?
我们刚刚有在讲这个。耶路撒冷城。
And just now we talked about the city of Jerusalem.
里面充满着平安。
Inside there is peace.
充满着公义。
It is filled with justice.
然后到了十九节，欢喜快乐。
And in verse 19 it talks joy and gladness.
那如果这个教会里面公义、平安、欢喜快乐。
And so if in this church there is
公义、平安、欢喜快乐。
There is justice, joy.And gladness.
这就是神的国的实现。罗马书十四章就这样讲。
This is the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
那你就发现了，你来的不想走，你走了很想再来。
And then you will find that when you come, you do not want to leave, and when you leave, you will want to come again.
那这个教会就是真的是有吸引人的教会。
Then this church is a church that will attract people.
这个就是我们努力的目标。
This is what we are working towards.
让人来到教会有公义、平安、喜乐。
So that when people come, they have justice.Love and joy.
我们再回来再来看从二十节到二十三节。
And let us look at verse 20 to verse 23.
二十节。
Verse 20.
万军的神主子说，将来必有列国的人和多城的居民来到。二十一节。
Verse 21.
这城的居民必 必到那城说，我们快去恳求神的恩，寻求万军的神，我也要去。
Verse 20, thus says the Lord of hosts, people shall yet come, inhabitants of many cities. Verse 21, the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us continue to go and pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I myself will go also.
就是好多的人都说，快啊，我们赶快去寻找神的恩。
And so many people will go to seek the Lord of hosts.
22节。
Verse 22.
必有列邦的人和强国的民来到耶路撒冷寻求万军神，恳求神的恩。
Verse 22, yes, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. And so people from all nations will want to come to seek after God. Because this is a very attractive place. And so for our church to grow in members, of course, personal evangelism is very important. But if personal evangelism, you bring them to church and they do not feel that there is God, they do not feel fear, peace, they do not feel joy, the next time you ask them to come, it will be very difficult. Because when they go to church, they do not feel anything. But if you come to church and you realize that everyone here is very joyful, everyone here has great peace in their heart,
好像是圣人啊，这个行为都很好。
And it seems that everyone is a very holy person. Their actions are very good.
这个就是公义。
This is justice.
那人就想，我下一次要再来。
Then people will feel that I want to come again.
因为我在世界上找不到这样的地方。
Because I cannot find such a place on this earth.
我现在教会看到了。
But I have come to the church and I have found this.
说我要再来。
So I will come again.
因此这个教会要吸引人，除了说我们要带慕道者来之外。
And so for the church to be attractive, besides bringing members on our true seekers on our own,
就是我们真的要改变,
is that we must truly change,
要追求神的同在,
to pursue after the abidance of God,
在教会里面有公义平安喜乐,
to have joy, justice, and peace in the church.
我们再回来看第八章,
let us come back to chapter 8,
23节,
verse 23.
万军的神主子说, 在那些日子必有十个人从列国诸中出来, 拉住犹太人的衣襟说, 我们要与你同去, 因为我们听见神与你同在了。
Verse 23, thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
所以好多人拉着当时的犹太人说，我要跟你去耶路撒冷，因为我们听说神跟你同在啊。
And so many people will pull on the sleeves of the Jews, saying, bring us with you to Jerusalem, because we have heard that God is with you.
所以教会真正吸引人在哪里？
And so where is the point that the church truly attracts people?
神跟我们同在。
It is that God abides with us.
这个是教会吸引人最重要的一点。
This is the most important point as to why the church is attractive.
这就是我们要追求的方向。
This is what we must pursue after.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn. Hymn 157. Christ my soul from sin set free, this world has been a home to me. Amid birth's troubles and its woe, 'tis hand my Jesus here to know. Oh, hallelujah, yes, 'tis hand, 'tis hand to know my sins forgive. On land or sea, what matters where, where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. Once heaven seemed a far-off place, till Jesus showed his smiling face. Now it's begun within my soul, 'twill last till endless ages roll. Oh, hallelujah, yes, 'tis heaven, 'tis heaven to know my sins forgive. On land or sea, what matters where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. What matters where on earth we dwell, on mountain top or lake.
adore a mansion fair where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there. Oh, hallelujah, yes, 'tis heaven. 'Tis heaven to know my sins forgive. Oh, land or sea, what matters where Jesus is, 'tis heaven there.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们来看一节圣经节，好，那我们来祷告。
And let us turn to a verse before we pray.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
十五节。
Verse 15.
五十七章的十五。
Chapter 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我坐自在至高至圣的所在。也与心灵痛悔的人谦同居，要使谦卑的人苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Verse 15. For thus says the High and Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble heart.
神要跟人同居，这是一个何等美的一种应许。
God will dwell with us. How wonderful of a promise is this?
因为神太伟大了。
Because God is too great.
他是至高至上。
He is the high and lofty one.
然后他的名是圣者。
And his name is holy.
他住的地方是圣所。
He dwells in a high and holy place.
众人所不能够靠近的地方。
It is a place where most men cannot draw near.
那比起人。
And compared to man.
人太渺小了。
Man is too small.
在神面中，眼中好像没有一样。
In front of the eyes of God, they are as if they do not exist.
我们的意都好像污秽一样。
Our thoughts are like
righteousness.
Oh, our righteousness is all dirty.
所以一个至高的神要住在人中间，这是一个何等大的应许。
And so for God to dwell within us, how wonderful of a promise is this?
这也是我们来教会追求的目标。
This is also the direction we must pursue when we come to the church.
追求至高的神就住在我们的心里面，我们心就是神的宝座。
We pursue that God will dwell in our hearts, that our hearts will be His throne.
神要住在教会里面。
That God will dwell in the church.
因为教会是他的身体。
Because the church is his body.
神要住在我们里面。
God will dwell within us.
我们的心是神的宝座。
Because our heart is the throne of God.
最高的神要住在里面与我们同在。
The most high God will dwell within us and be with us.
那怎么才有这个体验？
So how can we have this experience?
在15节告诉我们。
In verse 15 it tells us.
要与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
He will dwell with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
所以这个心灵痛悔谦卑就是认知自己。
To have a contrite and humble spirit is to recognize ourselves.
为着自己的不足、软弱、罪而感觉到很忧伤。
To be truly sorrowful for the weaknesses which we have.
所以如果我们能够进到内心的深处去审查、去悔改，我们就可以体会到神住在我们里面。
And so if we are able to enter into our deepest hearts, then we will be able to enter and realize that God is dwelling with us.
所以这是我们常常要努力的功夫。
And so this is something we must work towards.
我们就可以享受神同在的平安跟喜乐。
And then we can enjoy the joy and peace that we have when God dwells with us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。